Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, grab your popcorn and snuggle to your other because it's time for Too Much Nerd Talk, hosted by the Scream Team.
Yay!
Oh, so what is up, everybody? It is Too Much Nerd Talk's Halloween special, I guess.
I'm hanging in there. I'm actually just finally getting off work and home. Ryan should be on. He's getting off. He got off work at exactly 10. So if the girl showed up, so he should be calling in just a minute. So
that's what's up. Maybe the girl will show up this time.
Maybe. I did get my Halloween costume today. I know it's a little late, but, you know, it is what it is.
That's what's up. What did you end up picking?
It's like an Enchantress costume, but, you know, it is, it's just simple. I didn't have many costumes left. So, it looks cool. What about you? What are you going to dress up and go with your little girl?
I'm not going to dress up, but I'm going to take her out.
You know, I thought of you earlier.
I
the Woody costume.
I got ticked off at her mom, so I refused to dress up this year. She lied to me about her being a Power Ranger, so I'm like Power Ranger or nothing, and I'm choosing nothing.
Well, honestly, I really did think of you earlier because I sent a Woody outfit. Like, for adults. And I was like, All you would need is, like, the little girl to be, like, Buzz Lightyear or something. But anyway.
Well, while we wait on Ryan, we'll go over some Nerd Talk news that I have. Let's see here. The first story I have is the top 7 list of best stories to tell on Halloween is in. Thanks to Pan. I know I'm going to say this name wrong. Pan Pelamella something. Here's a few of those, you know, top stories to tell. Dracula, Frankenstein, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and I think that was about it. They were on the top list. There's like I said, top 7. Frankenstein I know was number 3, and then I think the last one was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. So
cool.
How do you feel about those stories?
I used to love Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I had one of the old prints of it. I actually gave it away to a friend for Christmas one year.
Well, that's what's up. Hello? Lacey. Lacey. I think we've lost Lacey. La 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 Lacey. If you can
Hello?
Hear me. Hey, are you back?
I've been here. Hello.
No, you haven't. You've been gone.
Well, I've been talking to you and you're there, so I can hear you. I don't know why.
No, it was all blanked on your end.
Oh well, I'm sorry. I can hear you.
No, you're good. So how do you feel about those stories though? Like, you said you had the book of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
Yeah, I had an old print of it. It was really cool. Like, it had black and white pictures in it. And I read it a lot. I really worn it in. And I actually gave it to a friend for Christmas one year. But, yeah, that was one of my favorites.
That's what's up. I never was really into it. I mean, I know the story. But I was never, like, the biggest fan of it. Dracula, I like it. It was pretty good. And then Frankenstein, everybody knows Frankenstein, so.
Yeah.
The next one is, and totally we need to talk about this news. There are some crazy pumpkin spice items out there. Here's the top 5 that I thought was the craziest. Spam.
Spam?
Pepto-Bismol. Yeah, pumpkin spice spam.
Ugh. Oh.
Pepto-Bismol.
Oh. bro.
Let's see what else is there. Twinkies.
Okay, that's okay.
The cup of noodles, like, you know, you just add water in the microwave. And
bro,
the weirdest I thought pumpkin spice item was trash bags.
Oh, the smell? Okay.
Yeah, but I just thought it was weird.
Yeah, I guess that's okay. Like, you know, they have senses that smell that way, too. Noodles and, no. And I like pumpkin stuff, and I like pumpkin spice, so, but I don't like it, like, mixed with things like that. That's gross. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
All right. While we're still waiting on Ryan, because I don't want to jump into the movies without him. Let's see. I'll do the ad. Double, double, puff in trouble. Fire burns and weed bubbles. Logan and Dakota's new spooky Halloween strain of weed is out. Spooky dreams. Also comes in pumpkin spice. And those are ads for this week. Okay, well, I guess we can go over a few of the scary movies while we're waiting on Ryan. I don't want to get into the game yet because it's going to be fun. Anyways, I explained that in group chat. I think Ryan's called in now.
Dadum.
Yeah.
Dadum. Dum 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 dum. Can you hear me?
Oh yeah, we can hear you fine, or I can.
Da 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 da. I'm here.
He's here, and
where's Lacey?
We're ready to talk scary movies. She was here, Lacey. See, I lost her.
That's
a minute ago.
That's not good when they did.
I know.
That's not
like,
good when they disappear.
see, what happened was we're all being taken out one by one. What is going on, Lacey?
Can you prove where you were when she disappeared?
Yeah, live on air.
No, that ain't nothing. I don't believe it.
Well, we got a bunch of listeners that do, so I don't know what happened to her. She did this a second ago, too. She was like mid-sentence and then just disappears, and I'm like, hello? And she's like, I can hear you, but I was like, I'm not hearing nothing from you. well, until she gets here, I guess we'll just go over a few of the movies. I have my random list of, you know, like good scary movies, and then I got a few of the like ones that I thought were just stupid. Lacey Paul has dropped, so maybe she'll call back in just a second.
Oh my!
Was she driving to you?
Could be.
I thought she said something about driving to pick you up.
Yeah, we're so. Oh my god!
Hopefully she makes it to you, bro. She just disappeared out of the blue.
These scary movies. Are they really scary?
Let's see. Some of these are more scarier when I was a kid, you know? Like, now watching them. I'm going to go with one of my favorites, The Hills Have Eyes.
Original or remake?
I like the original better. But I do
really
like the remake of the first remake. I don't like part two.
Yeah, part two is a little too rapey for me.
Yeah, that's what I was about to get at. That gets more into that, like, Saul and Hostel kind of torture porn shit.
Well, I mean, I don't mind the gore sometimes. It's the,
right,
like, the breeding people kind of thing that I'm just like, nah, I'm good.
Right. No, all right. I think we got Lacey back on the line.
Yay! It is.
Answer me.
I'm
so
here.
You kidnapped. What happened? Was it aliens? Was it vampires?
It was the scream people.
it was the police. I dropped my phone really quick so they wouldn't pull me over.
Are you the real Lacey right now? Can you prove you're the real Lacey? See, it was Courtney.
Yes.
It was Skeet Ulrich and Courtney Cox.
I believe it.
What the heck?
I mean, it's Scream.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. You just asked me if I was the real Lacey and then said that. I'm like, I don't understand.
Yeah, we thought you just went, like, kidnapped or something.
You don't know how bad I want Courtney Cox to be, like, in this next Scream movie. Just be like, you know what? I just decided to start killing people and put on the mask. And please, let her first victim be, like, Matthew Perry.
No! Don't you be picking on Chandler?
So when she, like, goes to stab him, he can be like, are you really stabbing me right now? So Dakota's first scary movie was The Hills Have Eyes. So anyone that hasn't seen The Hills Have Eyes, it's about, like, mutant people in the desert from, like, radioactive testing and stuff. Pretty gory, pretty nasty. Has a remake, you know, cult classic for horror fans. So, I mean, not a bad. I would give it maybe like a 6.5 out of 10 just because I'm, like, not super into it. But it's not bad. It's not terrible.
It's one of those, like, you can – oh, we've lost Lacey again. He must have got attacked by the –
oh, my God.
What is going on here? But, yeah, I mean, I agree, like, it's not, like, the best movie in the world, but it's one of those movies you can just throw on a Saturday night and kick back and watch or something, you know, so.
Oh, yeah, you know, just kick back, take my shoes off, people screaming, being butchered on the television, I got you.
Yeah, you know, it's a good Saturday night right there. Or that's what we call a Memphis Saturday night.
There you go.
Hey, well, I think Lacey is back again. Hello?
Lacey.
If you disappear one more time.
Lacey, before you disappear again, give us one of your movies.
One of my favorite Halloween movies?
Horror movie, Halloween, scary. Yeah. excuse me. Did I scare you? I'm sorry.
No. I like watching, like, the Disney, like, I love Hocus Pocus,
God.
And I like Under Wraps, and I like
Phantom of the Megaplex.
No, not that one.
Every single one except for the ones you like, Dakota.
And
I know,
like,
right?
Halloween Town. Yeah. So.
No,
Halloween,
not that
Town.
One either.
You don't like Halloween
Town? Yeah, I like
you're
Halloween
a weird
Town.
Yeah,
no,
you
I like
are
the first.
Weird.
I like the first two.
I love Halloween.
I don't like Halloween Town High and like
we
Return
don't.
To
we
Halloween.
Didn't. We don't count those.
Town, huh?
No, all we talked. Right. We said Halloween Town. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's the first one.
And I have to say, I watched. What was it that we watched the other night, Ryan? With
Vampires. The Lost Boys.
The Lost Boys. I kind of liked it. It was kind of cool. It's a Halloween movie.
Yeah,
so.
There's a lot of, like, 80s, 90s, like, horror movie cheese, like The Lost Boys.
Yeah. I liked it. I'm not a big, like, big horror movie.
No.
I'm just not. I can watch them. Ryan can watch them with me. Nathan will refuse to watch them. But I've watched.
Yeah, Nathan's a big kid. So
I've watched it. I've watched Halloween. I've watched Jason. I've watched. gosh, what's the one? Jeepers Creepers or whatever. I've seen that one.
Well, that was not too bad, even though you refused to look at the screen.
the last part of it, I don't want to watch at all. Mostly
because
it's
because,
you know,
I mean, even though I mean,
I can listen.
I'm sure
to
there's
it.
Plenty of people out there that want to eat Justin Long, but
no, it's just the cannibalism, you know, and stuff like that. Like, I mean, I can listen to
it. The guy's
got to
eat Racing. He's only awake for 23 days every 23 years. He has to eat.
Whatever.
By God,
anyway.
He knows Justin.
You
know what I don't like about Jeepers Creepers? The guy is asleep for 23 years, wakes up for 23 days, and on the last day that he gets to eat, he picks Justin Long. Like, in a world with Channing Tatum and other, like, big, meaty, like, Chris Hemsworth men.
Don't be cutting down on poor little Justin Long. Without him, we wouldn't have Alvin and the Chipmunks. Like, come on now.
I'm just saying, if that was your last meal for 23 years.
I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complain.
As I'm standing outside, if that creeper drops down, I will personally hurt you. Okay, so you know how the Jeepers, or I guess the Creeper is his name, he always wants a piece of the person he eats, right? So for
right,
me,
right.
It would obviously, it wouldn't be my ass, because I don't have one. So,
no.
Real quick, before we move on to one of my favorite movies, what do you think the Creeper would take from you, Lacey and Dakota?
It would definitely not be my grace, because I'm very clumsy. But
it has to be a body part, Lacey.
My breath.
Could be like my eyes or my mouth or something.
Can you imagine the creeper turning around, opening his trench cloak, and Double D's just bounce out?
Don't be talking about my breath like that.
I'm just saying, that's hilarious. What about you,
yeah.
Dakota? What's he biting on?
I'm gonna say I'm gonna go with my eyes, my mouth. My mouth stuff up a lot.
Mouth, maybe.
Yeah.
He would definitely eat my hair. And
yeah,
then he would
go
have
for
like
the afro.
He would have that delicious curly afro underneath his little hat the whole time, the little curlet. That's what I think. But anyway, okay. So, one of my favorite horror movies of all time. God, let's see. There's so many good ones. there's actually a video game of this one that I'm going to be playing in the next couple of days in honor of Halloween because it scares me so much. A little movie from the late, I think it's the late 1970s with Sigourney Weaver on a space station. Alien is probably one of the scariest movies ever made.
I have to say, I do like that one, too.
I agree. It is a great horror classic, so I agree to that.
I'm also a fan of the concept, the less you see, the scarier it is, kind of like Jaws and things like
that.
Yeah,
I was about to say,
it's all made up in your
So when you do see people get, you know, it or whatever happens to them in Alien, it's very brief. There's flashes, smoke. Sparks are shooting off all the electronics. It's very terrifying.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's one of those movies where it's like it gets your heart beating before you actually see what's going down.
Oh yeah, literally, because one of the whole points of the movie is they have like this little device that can pick up on the alien's movements as it's going through the vents because Ridley Scott thought that was a good idea to give us nightmares for the rest of our lives. Vents and ventilation shafts with an alien in it, which every building has ventilation shafts. And
okay. Okay, go on. Sorry.
So they have this device in the movie where it beeps every time the alien's coming through and they can't see it. So it's like the whole time, you're not even seeing the alien. You're just screaming at the screen, terrified of a little red dot on a computer because you know it's what's there. Oh. Tom Skerritt did a very good job in that movie, by the way, even though, rest in peace. But still, this is also one of the first movies where an animal survived and, like, none of the people did. A orange tomcat made it to the end and not the people.
All right. My next pick of movies is going to be the Friday the 13th movie.
Which one?
I like the original first two.
Wait a minute. So do you mean the first one with, like, without Jason?
Okay, the first one, I like the whole, like, setup of it. And then the second one, you know, that's really my favorite one. And then after that, it kind of gets weird. I like Jason with the sack on his face. Because he doesn't get a talking mask till, what, the third or fourth one?
Okay, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you over the scary alien noises that came out of nowhere. Yeah, he doesn't get the he doesn't get the hockey mask until part three, and he wears a like a burlap kind of sack kind of thing, or a pillowcase that's tied with a rope in the second one. And the first one's not even Jason at all; it's his mother. So,
yeah.
Did you know Kevin Bacon was in the first Friday the 13th?
Shit, he's in the bed where he gets stabbed, don't he?
What's that?
I'm thinking of, he's in the bed and gets, like, stabbed, right? No?
Yeah, he's unlucky sex guy number one or two, because, like, everybody just starts randomly having sex during one part of the movie, and Jason's mom's just like, uh-uh, not here, and just starts killing everybody. But I was like, that's Kevin Bacon. Like, the Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's a lot of, like, horror movies like that has big name actors in it before they were, like, big name. You know, there's one of the that has
speaking
Matthew
of
in it.
Right. Speaking of,
like,
horror movies like that with actresses, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off again.
Oh, you're good, bro. You're good.
Jamie Lee Curtis got her start in one of the scariest movies of all time for Halloween, which is called, you know, Halloween. So, I mean,
yeah.
A lot of actresses and actors started out doing something silly or something bloody.
All right, let me ask you this since you brought it up. What is your favorite Halloween movie timeline?
You're talking about Michael Myers, right?
Yes. What is your favorite timeline of it? Because part three and four of the OG movies that came out, five or whatever, it kind of gets a little weird.
They kind of feel like direct to...
Like a demon from some cult and, like, banging his...
Well, that's only in
part.
The last
it's
one.
It's a little wacky.
So you have...
But it also
so
has Paul Rudd in it, so it makes up for it.
So for anybody that's wondering the timelines that we're talking about, originally there was Halloween, and then you have Halloween 2. This starts the first timeline because, you know, other movies would change it. So you would have Halloween, then you would have the second one where Michael follows Lori to the hospital, kills all the people at the hospital. Then you have the third movie that doesn't fit into any timeline. Then you have four and five, which are Michael Myers again. This is still in the first timeline. Instead of killing Lori now, though, he is chasing his niece, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's that timeline, which ends with the Paul Rudd, I think it's the sixth movie, which makes no sense. They try to explain the reason why Michael can't die is because...
What is it? The, something of the thorns, the cult of the thorns or something?
Mm-hmm. He's like a monster in a man's body, like a demon or something like that. But that's how they tried to explain that away. That's when we have our first, like, stop to the series. They rebooted. Then we get Rob Zombies.
No, there's a few in between that. There's H2O, and then there's...
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. My mistake. There's H2O and Resurrection that come before Rob Zombie. Those are still part of the main. But it's kind of weird because H2O, like, forgets about...
the knee.
The one with Paul Rudd.
Yeah, it's
like
weird because H2O forgets about the niece.
Yep.
And then, it had, like you said, it forgets about the one with Paul Rudd. And then Jamie Lee Curtis has a son in it.
Mm-hmm. Instead of a daughter.
Like, Yeah, and it's just, it's a weird thing. Like, I don't know.
And then Resurrection.
And then the next one, though, I think that one's pretty good. I thought it was good funny-wise, though. I'm not talking about,
it's
like, a good Mike Myers movie.
Funny,
I think, it could have been anybody else in that. It could have been any other killer. I just thought it was a good funny-wise, like...
Okay, let me explain to you the premise of Resurrection, and you tell me where it goes off the rails. A group of people on a video thing go to Michael Myers' home and are picked off one by one by Michael Myers. The person that saves the day is... Oh, God, what was his name?
Was it Coolio? No, not Coolio.
Coolio, for God's sake.
Coolio is the savior
in that movie.
No, it was Busta
Rhymes. For God's sakes, Dakota. Yeah, Busta Rhymes. That's it. It's even worse. He comes out and does kung fu against Michael Myers. Michael Myers. And this is supposed to be a scary movie. My God, they have Jamie Lee Curtis on the cover of the box art, and she dies in the first 10 minutes. It was such a waste of time. Oh, but anyway, that's the first timeline.
Like she died in such a shitty way.
He just threw her off a building. But anyway, that I still have like that burned into my memory. Busta Rhymes being like, "Happy Halloween, Michael, motherfucker," and I'm like, "What am I watching?" Anyway, we have children on this podcast. I'm sorry, little babies, little Halloween babies. But so that's the first timeline. Then we have Rob Zombies. What did you think about the Rob Zombie movies?
I didn't really like... I'm not a big fan of Rob Zombie. He's on my worst list.
As a singer, I enjoy Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah.
As a film person, director...
Yeah.
Director slash actor, I can't stand Rob Zombie. I think all of his movies... And I'm probably going to get some hate from this online from our fans. But I think Rob just loves throwing blood, gore, and sex into a movie and seeing how much he can get away with it. Like, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I agree.
What was the purpose?
Well, I mean, for trying, you know, he wanted to see.
What's the purpose of the
house? But, okay, so, the first Rob Zombie Halloween movie is not even that bad. It's pretty good. But I just want to know why there's 30 minutes extra in the beginning of the movie of why young Michael Myers has an addiction to seeing his sister's tits and weird sexual things like that. I mean, it's straight up Rob Zombie. I mean, he's just like, here's some boobies, here's some blood, and it's like, I don't need this.
Right.
Then we get the second movie where it's basically a Michael Myers walking simulator. He walks through the same field 2 hours with his mask off, having visions of, I guess, his mother that died, which is also like Rob Zombie's wife with titties hanging out. And I'm like, this is something else I didn't need in my life. Like, why can't he just walk around in a mask and stab people?
Oh, man.
Then we have the third timeline, which ignores every other movie in the timeline except for the original Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis. And it picks up where
it ignores the second one.
It ignores the trip to the hospital. It immediately picks up right after the first movie, because instead of him burning in a fire in the hospital, he gets beaten and then they arrest him. Instead of killing him, he goes to prison. So a completely different timeline. And then we got, you know, Lori's old badass with a gun in her house. She's like had PTSD for like 30 years or blah, blah, blah. Michael breaks out. The movie, actually, I really enjoyed it. It was pretty good. We get the second movie, Halloween Kills, where it's just a slaughter fest. I mean, half the people in the movies pretty much kill themselves. Like, my favorite part is there's this chick that's walking toward Michael Myers who's hiding behind the door of a car on the inside, and she's shooting with a Magnum pistol, a very large caliber pistol, shooting at the door and can't hit shit for some reason, gets to the door, and then Michael kicks the door at her. The gun flips around in her own hands and blows her own brains out. Michael literally did nothing wrong. they started killing themselves at that point. Not to mention that Lori's granddaughter's boyfriend. I don't know about you, but I've never wanted a character in a movie to die so bad in my entire life. So when he finally does kill him and, like, his head's on the little stairs and she's like, no, leave him alone. I was in the background going, finish him! Fatality, Michael! Finish him! So then he dies. But then we get Halloween Ends, which was a almost 2-hour movie of a copycat killer killing people like Michael Myers. And then we get the last 15 minutes is Lori versus Michael, and that's the end of the entire series. They might as well have just laid our faces on the ground, pulled down their pants, and took a crap all over us. It was terrible. I watched it with my stepdad. These movies are like his gospel. He loves Halloween. He was literally almost in tears.
It's funny because watching Halloween for me is I laugh through the whole thing a lot of the time.
Well, I mean, you got to have a good laugh. But you can be scared and still be funny.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Scream. I find humor in movies like Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. And they're supposed to be scary.
Yeah, because they're stupid. Like Sarah Michelle Gellar in, what's it called? You just said the name and I let it slip. I Know What You Did Last Summer with Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jennifer Love Hewitt. Her death is like one of the stupidest things I've ever seen, and I was like cackling, laughing, and everybody's looking at me like I'm stupid.
The killer sneaks in and cuts her hair off in the movie. That's the craziest thing that gets done to her. She's the one that gets her little hair trimmed or whatever. One dude
gets
a car. She gets her hair fucked with.
Yeah, but how about her death? She literally gets to the street, gets away from the killer, and then all of a sudden she stands there for 30 seconds and looks around in slow motion and then gets gagged. And I'm like, bitch, why didn't you move?
Okay, speaking of that, I was going to ask this later as a question, but since it kind of got brought up right then, what is the craziest, dumbest, silliest, moment somebody made in a horror, decision that somebody made in a horror movie?
That's a hard list because there are lots of stupid decisions in horror movies that lead to people dying. God, that's a toughie. Do you have one? Because I got to think for a minute.
Let's see. Trying to think.
Oh man, there's so many, but it's hard to pick.
There's so many, yeah. Because, some
okay,
of them
here's
kind
one
of
for more of
too.
A. Here's one for more of a comedy. Tremors, you've seen that movie with Kevin Bacon and Earl Ward,
well,
right?
I was just fixing to say Tremors a second ago. I was Tremors.
Yeah,
So
you remember there's a guy who's if anybody doesn't know, Tremors is a movie about giant man-eating worms underground, and Kevin Bacon is a rodeo cowboy that has to deal with them. And anyway, it's comedy, slapstick, but also horror at the same time. So you laugh and you scream. But anyway, there's a guy that's kind of on a mobile home, and the worms knock the mobile home over, and they're screaming at him get up on something, because they come up from the ground. This guy sits on a tractor tire. A tractor tire that is sitting sideways with a gaping asshole. Okay? And what happens is one of the scariest but stupidest moments of all time where he just gets slurped through this tractor tire. And you're just sitting there staring at the screen bruh. there were buildings and ladders and everything and he climbed on top of a tractor tire. Oh my God. Let's see, what's more stupid?
Jeepers Creepers. For them to see the body, see a guy dumping the body, and not just going straight to because this is before cell phones, going straight to a phone to call, they had to go back and investigate themselves. That's a dumbass decision.
Okay, that sounds stupid, but me and Lacey were actually talking about that. What would you do if, like, you're driving by and you see, like, a body or somebody screaming for help, like, and then, like, even in the movie, Justin Long's like, what if it was you that was in the bag and we just kept going? You know, so that
well,
one,
see,
it's dumb, but,
I don't
you know,
mean, like, when I say keep going, though, I mean, like, as soon as you get to, like, the nearest anything, being like, yo, I need to call the sheriff and report this. Instead
well,
of just
let's
going
be fair,
back
though, in this one situation, it doesn't matter if they went to the moon. It was still
yeah.
going to find them. But, yeah, I get what you mean. Instead of just going to the police, there's characters in the movies that are just like, nah, I'm good, and they go home and immediately die.
Yeah. Or is trying to think of another good one. Is it one of the Halloween movies that Mike Myers is in, like, the house across the street and the lady, like, hires the kids across the street to go into the house?
It sounds
to,
like something,
look, it's something like that. Like, she sees her house is broken into, so she has the kids go in and they get killed or something first. Or I think it was one of the Halloween movies or Jason movies one.
Jason, there's not a lot of, like, okay, so Nightmare on Elm Street, which is Freddy Krueger, and Jason, there's not a lot that I can think of just stupid decisions. Like, people just, I mean, no matter what they do, they were going to die.
Hell, they mix together and you get Jason versus Freddy, and then there's a bunch of stupid decisions.
Although, like, Michael Myers is really what gets me. Because the guy walks at, like, -3 miles an hour, and they're, like, basically running into his blade at this point.
Right.
I think it was, I'm trying to remember which Halloween movie it is. I think it's the first one, because it might have been the first or second. Anyway, there's a boy. He's trying to be, like, machismo, like, saving the day, and, like, gets between Michael and Lori or whatever. He's got, like, a baseball bat or something in his hand. And, like, he goes to hit Michael, and he just, like, knocks the bat out of his hand, grabs his head, and crushes it. And I'm like, what did we learn? Like, like, what did you think was going to happen? The guy literally just got shot 15 times in the chest with a Winchester rifle, and you thought that little baseball bat was going to be the Louisville Slugger that saved the day. I just, oh.
That's only in the movie Signs, guys. Baseball bats only save the day in the movie.
Thank you. Thank you. That was my next. That's where I wanted to go. Signs is probably one of the scariest movies I've ever seen in my life.
Because
me and my dad, were terrified. I've always been terrified of aliens. And just like, this is another one of those things where there's monsters or creatures in the movie that you can't see. You kind of have to use your own imagination a little bit. So that scared the hell out of me. Hell, that party scene, like, where they're all, like, I can't remember what the actor's name is, Joaquin Phoenix, I think. He's in the closet watching it. And it's, like, maybe, like, a fraction of a second, and then he ends up pausing the TV where he can see it. But it shows the alien walk by in front of all these kids having a birthday party. And, like, that one scene right there kept me with the lights on for the entire year of 2002. Because it didn't even matter that the alien looked like a giant piece of lettuce. It was just that I finally got to see it, and it was terrifying. And then you've got the whole scene where there's an alien, like, in a cupboard full, or, like, a can storage room, and Mel Gibson has the blade, and he's like, peering under the door to try to see the alien with the knife. And then it reaches out and grabs the knife out of Mel Gibson's hand, and he chops two of its fingers off. Like, I immediately shit my pants. Filled my pants. Full. Diarrhea. Then, to make matters worse, at the end of the movie, when he pulls the little TV out, and you don't even get to see the alien then. You see it in the reflection of the fucking television. Sorry, children. You can see that the alien that's trying to kill his 10-year-old son is missing two fingers. That means that we did not see that alien come out of that house that was, like, I think, like so many miles away from the cornfield. It personally came to his house to kill his children. That just makes me, especially as the father, terrifies me. Doesn't even matter that it's an alien. So, I mean, you know, like, you know, aliens, any scary movie where, like, you have to kind of, like, use your imagination, even if you do get to see the monster at the end for a few minutes.
I agree, but some of Shyamalanga Dinga Dinga Dongi, the producer dude.
Okay.
Some of those movies,
I will say that out of...
Like, The Village, I can't take The Village, bro. I'm sorry. I can't defend that movie for anybody.
Now, I'm not defending M. Night Shyamalan. I'm just saying what he did with Signs was like his chef's
kiss. Signs
is
great.
I
love that movie.
Signs was like his Ninth Symphony from like Mozart. Like, that was his thing. Like, The Village, when I found out in the end, I hated The Village.
I thought that was the dumbest shit ever.
There was that movie Old where those people went to the island and they aged rapidly within like a couple of hours. That wasn't too good either.
Did he do the movie?
Where
they watched the videotape and it's like 7 days? Was that him?
No. That's The Ring. The Ring is a really good horror series. That's from Japan though. Okay, so The Ring and The Grudge are two.
I like
horror
The Grudge.
Movies.
I've seen.
They both come from Japan, and we got like English versions of them when they came over.
Have you ever seen the original like, Japanese version of The Grudge, dude?
I've seen it. It's basically just like more of the same thing. I mean, the American versions like to add a lot of like digital effects, and they like to make the gore and stuff a little worse. But I mean, the original Japanese stuff is still very scary as far as that goes. Japanese horror movies, if you've ever watched any, are pretty bad on their own. But these myths and legends that they make these movies from are nightmare fuel for me. But.
Yeah, that's a true.
I mean, they've got a movie which is based on a myth about a woman that just walks down the street with an umbrella called The Smiling Woman or something like that. And if she turns and smiles at you, you're marked for death, kind of like Jeeper Creeper thing, and she'll just follow you and chase you down until she kills you. So, I mean, like... You know, that's not even the worst that Japan has.
Yeah, Japan has some crazy movies. Let's see.
A scary movie? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
This
one's especially for Lacey. A scary movie? Because I think she fell asleep over there.
No, I'm not.
She's like, what is a scary movie that's really probably not that scary that you're kind of ashamed that you're scared of?
The one where the chick gets sucked into the TV, little girl.
Poltergeist,
thank you. Poltergeist.
Yeah, that's
when
not that
kid,
bad.
That movie scared me. When I was a kid, it scared me. I don't know why.
Well, see, that's different, though. When you're a kid, movies scare you a lot worse than you do when you're an adult. But, like, even to this day, like, movies that scare me, it shouldn't.
What was the movie where we watched the other night I come in where all of them just died?
Oh, that was The Thing remake.
Yeah, that one, a little ashamed of,
which,
that scared me.
By the way, it's okay. But the original thing with Kurt Russell, legendary.
Yeah.
So wait, in the remake, is this the one where it's an exact remake of the OG, or is this the one where
it's
like supposed to be the prequel?
It's not a remake. It's actually a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Okay, so
like,
it's a prequel one where it's supposed to be what happened to, like, the is it the Russians or Germans or whatever?
Yeah, because you're supposed to think it's a remake, but then at the end it ends with the beginning of the movie with Kurt Russell.
Yeah.
So... I didn't like it as much because it was like the CGI of the monster and stuff was kind of crap. The practical effects, like of like the models of the puppets and stuff they used in the old version, was way scarier than this.
Yeah,
true.
I did like some of the actors.
I actually didn't know hardly any of the actors in the new one except for a guy that's on
CSI or something like that.
I think like. I think there's a dude from like NCIS Los Angeles
yeah.
or something that's on there.
Yeah, yeah. He was also in one of the Dukes of Hazzard movies.
And then like Elizabeth Winstead, I think is her name, was the main girl in the movie. Something like that. The girl
yeah.
that was in 10 Cloverfield Lane with John Goodman, I think was the main.
That's a,
which,
a confusing-ass franchise right there.
Yes, it is. Did you ever watch the last one that came out on Netflix?
Which one?
Well, okay, so you've got Cloverfield, the original one, which is like a found footage Godzilla horror because it's
right.
a giant
is
monster.
It, whatever, is it the whatever project or something like that it's called?
Well, no, then you have the sequel, which is called 10 Cloverfield Lane, which literally
right.
the entire movie has nothing to do with the monster or anything from the original, but at like the very end when she climbs out, the world is like being took over by monsters, so like it's connected to it, even though all the events in the movie had nothing to do with the original. And
that
then you had a new one called
John Goodman
Paradox.
To be the brother of the news guy that's in the original.
Yeah. And then you got the Paradox movie that just came out, which is like it's about like space horror, I guess, and then at the very end, like when it shows the Earth, you can
yeah.
see the Cloverfield monster.
I have seen
so
that.
So they're
movie.
Like,
that's
they're
the one
very
that
loosely. Me. Yeah, they're very loosely connected. That
well,
first
see,
one's a pretty good
there was supposed to be
scare.
A fourth one. The weirdest shit was there was supposed to be a fourth one that came out, and then the movie came out, right? But after it came mm-hmm. out, it for some reason it had nothing to do with any of those movies, and they dropped like the whole. Like trying
they
to
called
connect
it something else completely. Yeah.
Yeah, it was that where the Nazi thing or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nazi.
I forget what the name of it was. But yeah, I was like, that's just crazy. Like they were trying to connect it in.
Okay, so let's see. We've covered aliens a lot. A ghost, serial killers that go stab, stab, stab. Let's cover some other monster movies and stuff before we run out too much time. What about werewolves? Is there a scary werewolf movie that gets you?
What was the one we watched where like they were all trapped in a building and it turned out to be the girl that brought them there was part of it?
Oh, Dog Soldiers.
That
I was just talking about that. That's on my list.
Yeah.
Dog Soldiers.
That is a very good werewolf movie. It is like under budget, but like they put
very
more.
Good.
They
Ooh,
put
I got
more
another
money.
Good one too.
Really?
I got another good one for that.
The werewolves look astounding, bro.
Yeah.
Ginger Snaps. I'm sorry, Ginger Snaps.
I actually didn't care for Ginger Snaps.
Didn't like the first one. I didn't like the ones after that.
I thought the premise was okay, like her going through her puberty was the same as, like she was going through the werewolf cycle and her puberty at, like, the same time. I didn't like what the werewolf design looked like at the end, though.
Yeah, that is kind of dumb.
I'm usually not a fan of werewolves that are, like, on all four legs. Like that's just a big wolf to me. Like, if a werewolf is on two legs, that scares the shit out of me because they're not supposed to be. there is a new werewolf movie that came out recently called The Cursed.
I don't know if I've heard of that
like
one.
It's like a village in Europe. There's, like, a minister that's going around to villages trying to, like, purge the beasts or whatever. And they're, like, this one goes, like, on old folklore, like, instead of just turning into the wolf, like once they kill one of the werewolves and they open it up, like the person is on the inside. Like, it was very detailed, scary. It was a good movie.
That's what's up. Well,
let's not forget the OG, American Werewolf in London.
Oh, good, great movie, great movie.
Yeah, that was one of our dad's favorites.
So, comedy, but just that right amount of scary. Especially when he transforms.
Yeah. Let's see, good werewolf movies. I'm trying to. Oh, which one is it where the werewolves fight the vampires? It's not really scary, but I kind of like it.
Underworld.
Underworld. That's a pretty all right movie.
I would literally give everything I own to just, like, sit next to Kate Beckinsale in that outfit for, like, 5 minutes. I'm sorry, but my lust is beyond control.
All right. Speaking of lust out of control, let's play a game, guys. I'm a fan of, like, those sci-fi horror movies, too, and every time a good horror movie comes out in theaters, they always make a sci-fi rip-off version. I'm going to name the sci-fi version.
Like a straight-to-video kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm going to name the rip-off versions, and you try to tell me what movie it goes to, okay?
Actual, like, theater movie?
Yeah, like franchise, you know, or something like that.
Okay, I see.
Okay, I'll give you guys one so you get me. Like, the Ghoulies is the Gremlins.
Ooh.
You know, something like that, all right? All right, first one, this is going to be a little difficult. Bloody Murder.
Bloody
I'll give
murder.
You a hint. I'll give you guys one hint per thing here. Bloody Murder. Hockey Mask.
Okay, so Jason.
Yeah. Or don't know Friday how you can... Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't have connected that in either way either, but
well,
yeah, Bloody Murder. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, next is Dolly Dearest.
Dolly Dearest? How about Annabelle?
Wrong. Close, though.
Oh.
Chucky?
Yes. It's a more of an OG movie. Some of these are from, like, the 90s.
Holy mother, I got one.
Alright, you guys are 1-1. Alright. Number 3, Demon Wind.
Demon Wind? That sounds like what comes out of my ass. Okay, Demon Wind. How about Twister?
Wrong.
Twister's not a horror movie, but I'm thinking Demon Wind.
Demon Wind, as in W-I-N-D-S?
W-I-N-D.
Or
yeah.
Winds, W-I-N-S?
Demon Wind.
W-I-N-D-S, Winds.
Okay.
All right, you guys, let me give you a hint. I'll give you guys a hint. The movie, movie it's spoofing takes place in a cabin.
In a cabin?
Yes.
It's
an older movie. It's an older movie.
The Evil Dead?
Yes.
I'm going to say that's Ryan's the OG up. Bruce Campbell legend. Does anyone get molested by a tree in this new version?
I don't know. I gotta watch it. But
God, you can't answer any of the good questions. No.
okay, fine. Okay. Four people and a midget. Four people and a midget got molested by a tree in the new one, okay?
Moving on.
The next one is Great White.
Oh, Jaws.
Yep. All right, so...
Or any of the other shark movies they've written.
Yeah. I was about to say, yeah, any of the other ones. All right, here's the one that I don't think y'all would get without the clue. It's called Off Rings. R-I-N-G-S, Rings. Off Rings.
Is that about the ring?
No, you would think so, though.
Okay,
I'll give you a hint.
Range.
We have talked about the franchise tonight.
Halloween?
Yep.
What does that have to do with Halloween?
No fucking clue. You definitely ain't going to get the next one either. I'm going to butcher trying to say it too. All right, this is the last one, guys. Let's see who gets it. This right here is Winner Takes All. The B movie, as we should call it, is called Mahahaka Hula. I'm sure I did
say
not that pronounce
that
right.
Mahula
Kula. Yeah, M A H A. Yeah, M A H A L K W L.
All right, give me some context on the plot.
Okay, a man. Kills people in their dreams.
Freddy Krueger.
Of course.
What kind of name is that?
It is a Bollywood. It is actually a Bollywood classic. And
my God, Indian movies themselves, they don't have to be scary movies. They're something else.
Yeah, they are.
Like, I seen a scene from a Bollywood movie where, like, a super agent girl was protecting, like, the president. And when they shot out of the sniper rifle, she caught the bullet with her tongue and then whipped it back at the sniper. Like, I love these Indian Bollywood movies. They're so great.
Oh, shit. All right, guys. We got about 5 minutes left of the show. Is anything else?
Let's see.
Ooh, House of Wax. That's a good one. I like the OG, and I like the remake better. Yeah, I like the remake better with Paris Hilton in it, of course.
Doesn't the dude from Supernatural die in that movie too?
Yeah, we didn't talk about Wrong Turn. The ripoff of Hills Have
Eyes. The first one was really good. Everything after that was garbage.
Yeah, that is true too.
Or Inbred Hillbillies.
Yeah. 13 Ghosts. Mm.
Very good movie. Yeah. Matthew Lillard,
Monk.
Oh God, what's his name? The Monk. Tony Shalhoub.
Yep.
Good movie. Have you ever seen Event Horizon with Sam Neill and the guy from The Matrix?
Yes. It's been years, but yes, I have seen that.
It's literally like the basis for the games like Doom and things like that, Space War. It has one of like when I was younger, it had a line in it, and it, like, scared the hell out of me every time I heard it. It's like Sam Neill is the guy who's from Jurassic Park, who's the villain in the movie. He's possessed, and, like, he claws his eyeballs out, right? And he's sitting in his chair, and he turns to Lawrence Fishburne, and he says something, and Lawrence Fishburne's like, "Your ship went to hell and killed all your crew," and he's like, "Hell is just a word. The reality is much, much worse." And I had nightmares about that for, like, a year. Oh. Because it's like, this
you guys
the guy that was with dinosaurs.
We just lost Lacey again. We've lost Lacey. Have you ever seen the movie Pandarum? Pandorum?
It says she's still in it.
Huh?
What'd you say? Are you still here?
No, she's gone. It says drop call.
The heck?
Hang on, she's trying to get back in.
I don't know what happened. But have you ever seen the movie Pandorum? I think it's called. It's where, like, people wake up in space and they don't have, like, any, like, memory at first.
Yeah.
And it's a good little movie. It turns out they've been crashed in, like, water on Earth for, like, the last, you know, whatever years it was or whatever, but...
And, like, the character you think is Dennis Quaid is really a villain.
Yeah. So the first time I saw it, I didn't really understand it. I was just like, whatever. Then it was a pretty good little movie after that. And then you got your, like, you got your, I don't know, like, your Predators and your,
See, I don't really associate Predator as a horror movie. I know it is, but it's more action.
It's like that action horror, and it has its funny parts, too.
Right,
and
I mean, it's funny, but it's
also
like
it's a pretty strong little franchise, too, until you get to Alien vs. Predator, then it kind of kills it. But, like, the franchise
itself is pretty strong. I like Predator, too, with Danny Glover, even though everybody gives a shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think it's a good one. I like the end of it.
The only Predator movie is
very significant to the whole thing because it shows that it was supposed to set up another movie that was supposed to be a prequel because it shows
the end of that movie
when he gives him that gun.
That prequel, though.
Oh, did they?
Because have you seen Prey?
Yeah, but
Predator movies.
Well, then they still might do this one then where it's supposed to be a Pirates. And
I don't know
that's
about
how,
Pirates. They've talked about trench warfare.
See, that's where that gun's supposed to be at the end of the second one. He gives him the gun
like
and it has whatever his name on it. Yeah, and it has whatever name on it, blah, blah, blah. That was supposed to be some pirate. Because that's if they follow the comics. Like I said, I'm a fan of comics, so I kind of...
It had Gary Busey in it.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean,
everybody loves Gary Busey. He's Gary!
Can't hate him, man. He's the one that
the
makes
The only one I didn't
here.
Like was the one with... Which I liked it, but you're not going to sit there and try to make me believe that Adrian Brody in Predators was strong enough to decapitate a Predator when Arnold Schwarzenegger wasn't.
No. That's a whole missed opportunity there. They should have brought back Arnold. It should have just been like, that's where he's been at.
He's going to come back, yeah.
Yeah, get to the job.
He's going to come back and take care of business is what he's going to do.
He's going to come back and get to the job.
He's going to be like, kill me. Kill me now.
What's the thing? You run ugly son of a bitch or something like that?
You ugly son of a bitch. Kiss my neck. Show me intimacy. Like somebody did that scene where he's fighting with a predator, but they put the music in the background is Endless Whisper or whatever by Wham. Changes the entire movie.
Never gonna dance again. Damn it.
You old ugly motherfucker. And it's like, and I'm never gonna dance again. Can't you feel us getting
old? Oh my god.
Well, I'm spent.
Oh god.
We'll have to do a Halloween part 2 for next year if we don't. Yeah. I have confidence we'll still be doing this in a year.
Hell yeah.
Leahy! Welcome back.
I've been here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. I'm Dakota making noises.
Oh. Y'all are silly.
But anyway, y'all can catch me at Red Hot Ginger on Facebook. Also, our upcoming podcast, Dramatically Siblings. Other than that, I will be at home crying and watching Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yes, who's
in my underwear, lady.
Actually, we got to try to find his car keys first.
In my underwear.
Ugh.
That's the real scare. How much time we got left? I thought we only had like a minute. Dakota?
Dakota, we're off air, aren't we?
Are we not even on the show anymore?
I don't think so.
How far did we go without being recorded?
Yo, I literally, it kicked me off right now.
I'm about to kick you off, son.
We only got a few. I don't know what happened there, guys. That was wackadoodle badoodle-ibbles.
Freaking blog talk.
Fuck blog talk. They put ads in our shows, yeah, Kroger. Where's our shit at?
What was the ad, Kroger? Yeah, go to hell,
yeah,
Kroger daddies.
Kroger and Denmark,
you
motherfucker.
Denmark. You too, Denmark.
Skidmark, more like it.
I think Denmark's the one that put the ad in, I'm convinced.
Yeah. You know what? I bet, bro. That does sound about right. Those sons of bitches.
Well,
all that being said, let's pimp out our social media accounts.
Red Hodges.
Let's see, you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, X, all that other good non-stuff.
I'm everywhere.
My OnlyFans account is...
My OnlyFans.
You
can find me on OnlyFans.
Oh, hi.
$1.50, he will take his shirt off and do anything you ask him.
Yes, that is. Beat the man like a drum.
Hey guys, this is how we're going to end the show tonight.
I'm never going to
All right, guys. Last thing left to say is, remember, always roast the world. Why?
Because the world
needs
I can't
I'm never gonna dance again. Guilty feet, I've got no rhythm.
Stop it. Bye, everybody.
Yeah.
I just feel the breeze. Oh, it's